If you have your Bible, turn this morning to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Appreciate the book of John. John is a book of love. John was writing to the Gentiles. Amen. He wasn't writing to the Jew, wasn't writing to the Romans. He left the Romans to Mark. Amen. And the Jew to Matthew, but praise God, John was writing to Gentiles like me and you. Oh, lost sinners needing of a Savior. Wasn't looking for nothing, but praise God, Jesus found us. Amen. Hey, I wasn't looking for Him when He come to where I was at to save my soul. John chapter 1 in verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Look over at verse 9. He said, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them, now watch this, gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help. When God became flesh, as we see this, we see Jesus, and if we see Him, we see God. If we can see Him in the volume, He said in the volume of the book, it's written of Him, and if we can see the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, then we can see God. Amen? In John chapter 14, Thomas asked this question. Jesus was speaking to them, and he was telling them in verse 1, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God. Amen. And they said, well, yeah, we believe in God. He said, believe also in me. He said, put your trust and your faith in me. Because he said, praise God, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. Amen. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. We're not so, I told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? He said, whether I go, you know, and away, you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I'm the truth. He said, I'm the life. Amen. He said, this is the way to get to the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Right? That's pretty simple. If you want to go to heaven, you'll go through Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. If you don't trust Him, believe in Him, trust in Him, on Him, praise God, then you'll not make it. You'll be left behind. But then he goes on in verse 7, he says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father, which also, and from henceforth, you know Him and have seen Him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have you been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father. Amen. He said, believeth thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father which dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. Amen. Praise God. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see He became flesh, and praise God, He was 100% flesh, and He was 100% God. Yeah. Amen. He is, Him and the Father are one. Praise God, there's no difference. So we see God, and we became flesh. He revealed Himself to sinful men, sinful human beings, just like you and I. Yeah. Amen. That's what God did. God came down through the Son, His only begotten Son. He became flesh, praise God, and God revealed Himself to us. Mm-hmm. Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God revealed Himself to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. He became man. Can you think of the magnificent kindness of God that He became flesh and dwelt among us? Amen. Think about it. He became flesh and He dwelt among us. He walked, praise God, just like me and you walk. He walked, He lived every day, just like me and you live. And he came down, Brother X. He became man, praise God. He grew up and he walked among us. Amen. In other words, we got to rub shoulders with Jesus. We got to, we weren't there, praise God, humanity. Amen. Humanity got to walk, literally walk with God, just like Adam and Eve did in the garden, praise the Lord. Why? Because Jesus is that real. He became man, praise God. It's the kindness of God that allowed us to see Him as He is. Amen. Because He loved us, He showed us that kindness. We got to see Him in action. Amen. We got to see the Lord Jesus Christ as He lived a daily life in connection with the Father, praise God. Y'all want to say, praise God, if you want to live a good daily life, live it in connection to the Father. It'll change your actions, praise God. It'll change your reaction when we live in connection with the Father. Amen. He had that connection, praise God. It was the kindness of God that let us see the Savior. Amen. When God became flesh and walked among us, we got to see not only His action, we got to hear His conversation. Amen. We got to hear the Lord Jesus speak. And you know what He spoke of, Brother Jeff, most of the time? He spoke of the Father. Amen. Why? Because the Father was always on His mind. See, that took precedence in everything else. Praise God. But I won't say this morning, praise God, when God became flesh, praise God, when God walked among men, when God walked shoulder to shoulder with you and I, praise God, when we see Him as He is, we hear Him as He's as what He says, praise God, He helps our heart and draws us close to Himself. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Gives us a right relationship with our Lord and our Savior, praise God. Gives us that help that we need. They heard Him in His conversation. They heard Him speaking the magnificent things of God. If you've got a Bible that's got red writing in it, amen, that's Jesus speaking. Amen. Everywhere you see that red writing in your Bible, praise God, that's the Lord Jesus talking to you. Amen. You want to get blessed, just go through the Bible and begin to read that red writing. And allow it to speak to your heart. Allow it to converse with you. Praise God. I guarantee you, you won't get much further than the book of Matthew when the Lord's talking before something will get a hold of you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. When you allow that word to speak to you, to converse with the Lord, that's what takes place. Amen. So we see Him in His actions. We see Him in His conversation. We see Him, praise God, in His attitude. The life that we see, I can see the Lord Jesus Christ as He was laughing. Amen. Having Him a good time in this world. You say, preacher, I think Jesus was always really serious. Really? Have you looked in the mirror lately? Amen. The Lord loves a good joke as much as the other. Amen. But I can see Him as He laughed, praise God, and He loved, and He cried. Amen. Praise God. The shortest verse in the Bible is John 11:35. Jesus wept. Amen. Jesus cried. Jesus wept over the things that was happening. He seen the discouragement, despair in this world, and He cried. Amen. Why? Because He was concerned for those around Him. He saw the situation. He knew the anguish of heart. And praise God, He wept. Amen. That's what we see when we realize that God became flesh. Amen. He laughed, He cried, He wept, He loved. The Bible said He was full of compassion for the people. You know what's missing in most of us today? Hello? Love and compassion. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know what they did to me? Yeah. But you know what you did to a Savior, praise God? You hung our Savior on the cross. You say, preacher, I didn't do that. Them old Roman soldiers. No, our sin hit Him on there. Your sin hung Him on the cross of Calvary. He died, praise God, in your place. You deserved hell. You deserved the cross. But praise God, Jesus came along. That became flesh came along, praise God, and He took our place. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I deserved hell. But praise God, I found mercy. Amen, glory be to God. Mercy showed up. When justice cried out, mercy showed up. Amen. How when God became flesh, mercy came down, praise God. Came down to where we was. We begin to see it, praise the Lord. We begin to see this man, the kindness of God. Praise God. How kind God is in humanity. Amen. The Bible says He took on humanity. Philippians says He took on humanity. He became 100% human. Amen. In other words, He took on, He knows exactly where me and you are. He knows exactly what we go through. He knows exactly what we're up against. Amen. He took upon Himself humanity. He became a human. Praise God. But I like it. He actually also took on humanity. Praise God. He became human, but praise God. He said, you know what? I can overcome even this. Amen. He said, this obstacle, God, that's put before me is not too big for me. Because as God, amen, as one that loves you and cares for you and weeps over you, praise God, I'll become the kind of humanity, the kind of human, praise God, that'll take on humanity. Amen. He said, I'll come out victorious even over humanity. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That we can rejoice this morning in Him for what He's done for us. He that knew no sin became sin. So that we, praise God, He took on humanity. The sins of the world, praise God. He became sin for the world. Took it upon Himself. Oh, the anguish. He said, oh, Father. He said, not my will, but Thine done. He said, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. He said, but not my will, but Thine be done. He said, I come to do the will of the Father, praise God. He said, if there's no other way. Humanity was pulling Him down. Humanity was dragging on Him. But He said, praise God, I'm going to overcome humanity. Amen. You say, preacher, you just don't understand how hard it is. Praise God, Jesus. I know Jesus does. I know how hard it is for me. Amen. You know how hard it is for you. But Jesus looked down. He seen you and He seen I, praise God. And He knew how hard it would be. But He overcame humanity. He come out victorious. Praise God. You know why? You know how you say, preacher, how do you know that? Because when Jesus died, praise God, they buried Him. He just needed that tomb for 3 days. So He said, after 3 days, He said, you tear it down. So praise God, I'm going to build it back up. In 3 days, praise God, Jesus said, I'm going to come out of there, praise the Lord. He said, I'm not holding. He said, the Bible says He wasn't holding to death. In other words, death couldn't hold Him because He hadn't done nothing deserving of death. Death cometh by sin. Amen. Sin is a transgression of the law. But thank God for the grace of God. For by grace are we saved through faith and not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We can't do nothing without Jesus, but praise God, with Jesus, humanity is a winner. Amen. I won't say the world beats us down, the world beats on us, praise God, all the time. But I won't say glory to God. We'll lift up our head, lift up our hands and say, glory to God, I'm a winner. Amen. Say, preacher, we ain't through this race yet. We still got a long ways to go, difficult times ahead. That's right. We'll face them. But praise God, I'm glad we can face them. And I'm glad we have somebody with us that said they'd go with us all the way to the end of the way. Amen. Said He'd be ever present there with us. It amazes me. Now listen to me. It amazes me how quickly we'll forsake God. Amen. Some little something will come up in our lives. Some little old something will distract us from our lives, from our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll take off on a tangent and go running after it. Amen. When we should be reminding ourselves, praise God, that every aspect, every fiber of our being, every part of our humanity, praise God, needs to be focused on Him, and He'll take care of all the rest. Amen. Amen. When we focus on the Lord, we focus on that help that He has to give us because He's an all-powerful God. When God became flesh, He showed us the power of His flesh to overcome all the obstacles that we face. Amen. Jesus overcome everything that we face. Amen. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter if it's the alcoholism, the drug addiction, the pornography addiction. It don't matter if it's our backslidden condition. Amen. I won't say glory be to God. We have victory in Lord Jesus Christ. Just claim the victory.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Run to the Lord, praise God. Don't ever run away from Him. Run to Him. Climb up in His lap, a place of safety, a place of security. Say He'll hide you with His wings.
Amen.
Wings of salvation. Cover you up, praise God. Protect you we realize His humanity. Amen. How He took on command, how He endured the suffering. We go through a lot of things, don't we? We think, well, you know, we suffer this, we suffer that. But glory be God, ain't it good when you come out on the other side? Amen. When you go through the hardship, praise God, and you come out on the other side, how do you think you done that? He said, well, preacher, it was just luck. I got out of that one. I tell you one thing, this old preacher don't believe in luck. Amen. There ain't no such thing as luck, praise God. It's the mighty hand of God, praise God, that brings us through it. The mighty hand of God that gives us the power, that overcoming power. And because of the suffering, Lord Jesus Christ, we know, praise God, He knows our suffering. And He has compassion on us. And He's there to help us, praise God, deliver us as that great big comforter of God. Amen. He's comfort ahead. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, it's awful tough. Well, praise God, he's a tough day, but praise God, He's a tough Savior. Right. Amen. He came out victorious, glory be to God. Mighty in battle, glory to God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know why we have to go through this. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't we? He did. Amen. Are we better than our Savior? Amen. But when God became flesh, He manifested Himself to Him in His humanity and His sufferings, even the pain of death. Amen. Amen. I told somebody the other day, I said, it's hard. You know, we've had a lot of funerals here just in the last couple months. Just seems like he's one after another. And you love these people and you love these families. And it's so hard to deal with it. Just one after another and after another. And praise God, and it just breaks your heart. But I want to say, praise God, Jesus suffered death for me and you. He went through that. He knows what we're going through. He knows the pain and the anguish, even of death. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to live a long time. You don't know that. Amen. A friend of our family, praise God, they went out here. I thought she was 42. Tree said she's just 36. Massive heart attack, and she's gone. Amen. Just gone. We've seen so many times people just going out of here. Death is overtaken. I won't say death's on your trail right now. You say, preacher, this is very discouraging. No, praise God, it's an encouraging man. Death is on your trail, but praise God, Jesus has already overcome death.
Amen.
We all just shout the victory, praise God, because we know the one that's overcame, the one that's got victory over death.
Amen.
That couldn't hold him. You say, well, preacher, we're not like Jesus, praise God. We're old sinners. Yeah, but praise God, we're trusting the righteousness of our Savior. Not the righteousness of man, my righteousness, filthy rag, Brother Bill, but His, praise God, is glorious to the saving of the soul.
Amen.
I'm robed in righteousness, a robe of righteousness. My Savior's righteousness is in me. I'm just trusting Him to do right by me. Amen. Praise God. And you know what? Because I'm trusting Him to do right by me, praise God, I'm going to try to do right by Him. Amen. I'm trying to lift up His name. Because He took death for me. He became death for me. Took my death. So now I just praise Him. Amen. I pray and talk to Him. Amen. You know what prayer is? That's a conversation with our Creator. Amen. You ever have a conversation with your Creator? Thanking Him and praising Him. Because He became flesh and He walked in and He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. Amen. He's there to meet those needs. He's there to help us, praise God. If we'll just let Him. Amen. We should learn some lessons from it. That Jesus became flesh for me and you. That God became flesh. Why would He do that? Why would the God of heaven condescend down to earth and become a human like us? I mean, He's God. Jesus, God, but He said, Father, I'll go. Amen. You know why? Brother Echo, He wanted to be closer to us. Amen? That's why Jesus came down and was born of a virgin, born in His own dirty stable, praise God, because He wanted to be closer to me and you. Amen. That's why Jesus did what He did, because He wants to be closer. Amen. But I wonder, do we want to be closer to Him? I want to say, praise God, you get just as close as you want. Amen. You can snuggle up in His arms, praise God, if you want to. Amen. If we get that desire to want to be close to God. You say, well, preacher, how do I do it? Begin to read that red writing. Amen. You begin to let Him talk to you. Let Him speak to you, praise God. You'll get closer than you ever thought you could. But you know what happens in the world we live in today? We get so consumed in all these things around us that we forsake the very thing that'll get us close and give us comfort, which is the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ought to just try that. I've been doing that here lately. Well, God's been helping my heart. Just go through and just read that red writing. Don't even read those other things that preceded or go out. Praise God, just read the red writing. Amen. Some of that other stuff, like old Doubt Thomas, they might get you to doubting, being a Doubt Thomas. But praise God, when you read that red writing, the good Lord Jesus, praise God, He'll lay it out there. He'll love you in so many ways, praise God, you'll have to like some of them. Amen. Praise God, you won't be able to get over it. Praise the Lord, that's why God does it. That's why God became man, praise God. Took on human characteristics because He wants to be close to us. Amen. He wants to be close. He wants us to know Him. Amen. The Lord God wants us to know who He is. He wants us to know all about Him. Amen. His goodness, His magnificence, His superiority to everything in the universe. That love that He has for me and you. That love that He has to show. I've said it many, many times. We don't know how to love each other like we should. Amen. We don't know how to, husbands don't know how to love their wives. Wives don't know how to love their husbands. Mamas and daddies don't know how to love their children because we don't have the love of God. But praise God, when we get the love of God and it gets real, it gets alive, it becomes vibrant in our hearts, praise God, we learn to love as we should.
Yeah.
Love like we ought to. Amen. Glory to God, it just pours out. We get to where we can't help it. We want to love each other. Amen. Bible says, you know how you save? Because you love the brethren. Amen. We can't love each other, praise God. Something ain't right. Amen. We need a major tune-up, maybe an overhaul. Amen. If we can't love each other. Amen. Praise God. I love each and every one of you. Well, praise God. I love people. Amen. There's a whole lot of people out there that's not lovable. There's some out there that's harder to love. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that Jesus loved me. I ain't going to call one. Praise God, I'm just going to show them love of God because God requires us to love them. To love each other. You say, how are you going to get your lost family in? Those that's lost and those that refuse to believe, you'll get them in by loving them in.
Amen.
Amen. By setting a good godly example, let them see Christ in you, that hope of glory. So they'll decide to get in. Amen. It may take several times going by. Maybe take several times trying to encourage them. But God will help them see a difference. You know what's wrong with most of our people? You know why most of our family members won't get in? Because they don't see Christ in us. They don't see hope in us. Amen. They don't see something in us that'll help them to go in a different direction. They need to see Christ in us. Praise God. When He became flesh, He wants us to know Him. Praise God. I want them to know, I want my loved ones, praise God, to know that I know Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That makes sense? Yes, I want people around me to know that I know Him. Amen. And no matter what happens, praise God, I still know Him. He's mine and I'm His. I've made a commitment, praise God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I believe the Lord Jesus wants us to have a personal relationship with Him. He wouldn't have left heaven to come down to earth if it wasn't personal. You don't go to the battleground. You don't die for somebody, praise God, if it's not personal. God took it personal, praise God. When the devil said, I'm going to damn people, I'm going to take them to hell, God said, no, you're not. Jesus said, over my dead body. Amen. Praise the Lord. Over my dead body you're going to take them, praise the Lord. And He shed His blood on Calvary. If you go to hell today, you'll go through the blood of Jesus, trampling it under your feet. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad to say, praise the Lord, He wants a personal relationship with you. So He'll take you and He'll bury you in the blood, praise God, cleanse you in the blood.
Yes.
Amen. That blood will cleanse you. It'll set you free.
Amen.
It'll give you new life, praise God. It shows Him till He comes. But so he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, Philip, if you've seen... He said, how long have I been with you? Ain't you paying no attention? Praise God, I tell you what, I've been looking the volume of the book and I just see Him. He's more real than He's ever been. I guess I'm looking to see Him coming in the clouds. Amen. He's going to step out in just a little while, praise God, with a trump and a shout, and He's going to take us out of here, and we need to be ready.
Yeah.
Amen. He became flesh. When God became flesh, He came to speak to our heart, to give us the encouragement that we need, amen, that we could pray and seek His face. But the Bible says He came to His own received Him not. I wonder how many people is receiving Him not. Amen. He's knocking on hearts' doors, but they're not opening and letting Him in. God's a, hey, listen, Lord Jesus Christ is a gentleman. He won't intrude on your life. He won't force His way in. But praise God, if you'll open the door and invite Him, He'll come in, He'll sup with you and you with Him. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying He'll take care of the banqueting. He'll give you that, praise God, to encourage your heart. Change your life. Change your situations. Amen. Put confidence in your life. Amen. I think a whole lot of us lack confidence. We're trying to put our confidence in other things. But praise God, when we put our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, He makes that different. Amen. Praise God, we talk to Him. We talk to Him. We pray, ask Him, praise God. Converse with Him. Because that's what He desires, amen, to draw closer to us. We talk to Him. Hey, you say, preacher, hate it. You speak to Him. Speak to God just like I'm talking to you. Yeah. Amen. Right. He's our Heavenly Father, praise God. And He said, we come boldly before the throne of grace. The middle wall of partition has been taken down. We don't need a middleman. We've got a mediator in Christ Jesus. And He takes us, praise God, right into the presence of the good God of heaven. Takes us into the presence of the Father. Bless His holy name. Praise God. He said, but as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you been empowered? Huh? Have you been empowered? Have you become a son of God, a daughter of God, a person of God? He said, He gives you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I want to ask you a question. Brother X, man, this morning, what are you believing in? What are we trusting in? There's a whole lot of beliefs out here. Amen. But what are you trusting in? We got to trust. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, if you want to see heaven, you got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When God became human, He came down, He became flesh so that we could see Him and know that He's real, praise God. He wasn't artificial. He wasn't made up. He was real. He said, He told Thomas, doubting Thomas, He said, touch me, feel me, stick your hand in my side, praise God. And old Thomas fell and says, He said, my Lord, my God. Amen. Amen. Praise God, reach and get a hold of Him, touch Him, feel Him, and see that He's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God became flesh. Dwell among us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if we need help, we just need to ask Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, which were born not of blood, nor of will of flesh, but nor of the will of man, but of God. He said, and the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Now watch this. He said, full of grace and truth. Amen. He said, Brother Rex, I've got an abundance of grace. Amen. For by grace are you saved. Amen. And He said, I've got all the truth. Amen. Anything you need to know, He said, just ask me. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is there anything you need to know? Is there some complications in your life that need to be smoothed out? You got some rough roads, praise God, need a little something thrown in the potholes? Amen. Seems like there's a lot of potholes in some of our lives. Makes the going rough. But praise God, the good Lord God of heaven, He said, if you need something, all you got to do is ask. Believe Him. Amen. In James chapter 1, verse 5, He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth. Now watch that. Give it to all men liberally. In other words, He don't hold back. Praise God. He'll pour out on purpose. And upbraideth not. He'll not reprove you for asking. See, I don't know why we've got this thought that the God of heaven that became flesh and dwelt among us and loved us, want to get closer to us, and He won't answer our questions. He won't hear our questions. We got questions. Ask Him. Amen. But what we need to do is we need to ask Him. Hello, now watch this. We need to ask Him before we ask somebody else. You know, we're so bad that we'll say, boy, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. And we'll go talk it over with somebody. That person on the job, that person, you know, down the road, or some that one that you, that Mr. Wilson that you talked to across the fence. Man, you don't see nothing but the top of his head because he really don't want you to hold him accountable for what he says. Amen. But we'll begin to ask him, yeah, what you need to do. Amen. But why don't we go to God and say, Lord Jesus, I need your help. Lord, I don't know what to do about this situation, but God, I know you are. You do. You're in the midst. You know what's going on. You know what help is needed. Amen. James said, we need to just ask. If any of you lack wisdom, you don't know what to do, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth. Now, he won't jump on you for asking. And it shall, now watch this, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He said, you can't ask doubting. Amen. If I need something, and I know that Brother John can help me, I'm going to go to him. I'm going to say, Brother John, I need some help. Brother John, I've got this situation. This is what I need. And Brother John, can you help me? Amen. And Brother John, if he's got it, praise God. I know Brother John, he's going to say, yes, sir. He said, if you call him on the phone, he'll say, you want me to bring it to you? Amen. Why should we not at least be as straightforward with our God who loves us, praise God, just as much as Brother John does? When we come to him, ask and believe and praise God that we can receive. Because one day, listen, we don't know what we'll come up against. Hey, maybe the other day, praise God, you wake up in the middle of the night and that little one's a crying. That baby's one of them little grand young, one of them little ones is a crying. You go in there and you touch them, they're burning up with a fever and you don't know what to do. You try to water bath, you try, you know what you ought to do first? You ought to say, oh Lord Jesus, help me, Lord, praise God, I'm in a situation. I know you love me, I know you love these little children. He said, forbid them not to come unto me. Amen. You pull up her and you say, oh God, you got to ask in faith, believing, nothing wavering. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you do that? By believing that he died. He came, was manifest in the flesh, and he wants to be close to you. In other words, he wants to come into that little old room. Amen. He wants to get there beside that little old bed, that little old crib. And he wants his reach. Glory. He wants to reach that mighty hand of power, that peace, that love, that compassion. And he wants to touch that little one. Oh, glory. He has healing in his wings. And he's wanting, but he said, we ask in faith, nothing wavering. Why? Because we know that he was manifest in the flesh and he wants to be close to us. How much closer do we ever need him than when we got a little one that's sick? Than we got a loved one that's maybe getting ready to go out of here. And we need somebody to be there with us. Amen. When nobody else can, praise God, he can. Amen. And we cry out, praise God, knowing he hears us. Amen. Knows he answers our prayers when we pray according to the will of God. Amen. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I need you to be here with me. Lord, as you look down and you see us, you see the situation that we're in. And God, we know you came here because you wanted to be close. And Lord Jesus, there's never been a time that I've needed you more close than right now. Praise God. You know what that does? That touches the heart of God. Amen. It sends out reinforcements from the throne of grace. And God knows the thoughts and intents of your heart before it ever gets, glory to God, before it ever gets out of your mouth, help is on the way. Amen? Praise God. Why? Because God was manifest in the flesh that we could see the mercy and love of God manifest to me and you, praise God. But He said, if we ask, nothing wavering. In other words, He said, we've got to ask believing. Amen. He said, we got to ask, we got to trust in, we got to rely on, and just adhere to the truth that's been given us in the volume of the book. Jesus said, I love you, and I'm here for you. So, preacher, I don't know the way. Jesus said, I'm the way. I don't know the truth, preacher. What's real? Jesus said, I'm the truth. Preacher, I just got caught up in this old life. I don't know which way to go. He said, I am life. He said, if you want to live, come unto me. He said, you're all weary and heavy laden. Let me ask you a question. If you're burdened down in this old world and you don't know which way to go, praise God, you want me to point it out to you today? Jesus, this old-fashioned altar, just fall on our face and say, God, I can't, but God, I know you can. You have a situation today, hardships bearing down on you, can't find no relief. I want to say, praise God, let me tell you where a relief valve is this morning. Praise God, He'll take the pressure off. Amen. If we'll bow before Him and say, Lord Jesus, I'm glad that You was manifest in the flesh. Because You know where I'm at today. And Lord, come down and help me now. Give me that I need from the throne of grace. Because You have all power in heaven and on earth to help my heart to be closer than I've ever been. Because You want to get close to me. Lord, I want to get close to You. And You begin to do that for me that I could never think about doing for myself. The situation's too hard. The road's too rough. But praise God, I'm glad we serve a Savior. He was manifest in the flesh and dwelt among us. Praise God. And He's dwelling among us today through the sweet Spirit of God to help us along the way. Amen. Jesus, when He was walking on earth, He couldn't be everywhere all the time because He was in the flesh. Amen. Just like me and you. We can't be everywhere. We'd like to help everybody we can. I told you, we get on Facebook and it breaks our heart because you got so many people that's hurting and we're problem solvers. We want to help them. We want to help all of them. We want to fix all the problems. We can't. Because we can't be everywhere all the time. And Jesus said, you know what? He said, I've got to go away. He said, it's needful that I go away. He says, I'm going to pray the Father. And He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. He said, I'm going to send you a consoler. Praise God, that's going to be with you wherever you're at. And He said He'll move into you, He'll abide with you. In other words, He's going to kick His shoes off. He's going to set up housekeeping in your heart. He said, if we'll let Him, said the Holy Spirit of God will move in and He'll begin to take us places and help us through every situation. And then when we realize who He is, we pray in faith, believing, amen, without wavering, without any doubt, and praise God, the Holy Spirit of God begin to do those things for us. That seemed like they've been so difficult for so long. But God begins to move. And God begins to remove. And God begins to replace. But we got to just come believing that He will. Amen. When God became flesh and He dwelt among us, one of the greatest things that ever happened to humanity, when God became flesh and dwelt among us. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. He knows the adversities that we face. But praise God, He's there to help us through every one of them.